What's good, guys? What's going on? I just had a thought. I would introduce this really badly. I'm your host, the most, the big bad bro. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, welcome to my podcast, Sunrise. I'm your host, Sam Frontek. For those that don't know me, I am 20 years old. I was born in Canada, Toronto more specifically. I'm currently a volunteer social worker, and I work with adults with learning disabilities within a shared living community space in Scotland, Aberdeen. This village is part of the Camp Hill communities, and if you're interested in knowing what that is, I encourage you to search it up. So my idea with this podcast was to create a platform, to allow a greater audience to sort of, tap into what I want to share, with everyone. I already have different ways that I sort of, spread sort of learnings, and insights that I've gained over my experiences, but I realized that those things that I already do, which I'm not going to go into great detail currently, maybe in another episode, but those things that I already do only reach a certain amount of people, which is wonderful. It's beautiful that I am even able to do that. But I would like to be able to help a greater percent of the population of this world. And by putting something out online, it reaches a lot more people. And that way I can sort of, in a way, build a community, that can sort of, a positive community, and I can then sort of not only do that for others, but then also in doing so, I'm helping myself further my own journey and my own sort of, growth and whatnot. Because it's very therapeutic for me to sort of get things out and sort of talk about experiences and share the things that I've learned and try and help other people. I find it very rewarding in a sense, and it's what I love to do. So in these podcast episodes, there'll be a wide range of things being discussed, ranging from, more generally, the human body, mind, physical body, emotions, mental states, or mental health, and even delving into spirituality and soul. And basically, in general, talking about life. I have so many ideas of topics that I'd like to talk about, and already for the past few days I've been brainstorming things that I could do for next episodes, getting very energetic about this endeavor, and this is now my third time recording an episode, but I deleted the two first recordings because they were just really long. The first one I recorded was close to 3 hours long, and then the second one I recorded was close to 2 hours long. And again, that's a lot to sort of start off a podcast with, and people that are just getting to know me and get to know who I am. It's a lot to sort of start off with. So I thought I'd just keep this short and try and detail a little bit about who I am and what my goal is with this, and my purpose with it, and so basically this first episode is just you getting to know me. I thought it'd be best for rather than just jumping into a bunch of topics and me talking about them how can you talk about this, what do you know about these certain things or whatever like that, I thought I would detail a little bit about my life so you can get some context into that and sort of understand why I talk about certain topics that I'm going to talk about. Just get to know me as well. I want to build a little bit of a relationship here. with the listeners, you guys, so that you know, you're not just listening to someone ramble on about something, but you know me, and then you can connect to the topic in a more deeper sense, hopefully. So, yes, 20 years old, born in Toronto, got those checked off. I moved to Scotland, or have moved to Scotland quite a few times over the years, but I'm sort of back and forth between Canada and Scotland. But first time I moved to Scotland with my family, I have a brother, just in case that's interesting to some people. I have a brother who's absolutely wonderful and who I love very much, same as my parents and my whole entire family. They're absolutely beautiful beings. So moved with the family to Scotland for the first time in 2002, roughly, to the community that I'm currently actually volunteering in. So it's a bit of full circle right here. But yeah, my parents applied for positions here, volunteering, and so moved here, and then I eventually started to attend the local school when I was old enough, which was a Waldorf school, which is quite a different curricular setup to standardized state school type systems, and it's a lot more based on sort of creative sides and art sides, and you definitely learn in totally a different way, and there's a lot more freedom in that sort of setting as well. You're not just constantly sitting inside at a desk for hours on end, so it's pretty cool. Even at the time, I didn't really appreciate it though, for numerous reasons, but looking back on it, it's actually a pretty cool way to learn, even though it has its flaws as well, or at least the school I went to had its flaws here and there. But anyway, I gotta also remember while I'm talking to not say too much, just now realizing when I listened to the previous recordings, I said a lot. Like I'd say something and next topic, and that gets pretty repetitive and kind of frustrating to listen to, I think. So I'm going to try my best to not say so much. We'll see how that goes. So anyway, I attended this Waldorf school till grade, end of grade 7, and by this point many things had happened so far in life, in my life, in my family's life, and the general consensus within the family was it was time for a change. We needed to sort of move and also go back to Canada, sort of be around the other family members and that are living there still, and be there to support them and whatnot. So in the summer of 2012, we moved back to my hometown of Toronto and moved into a small semi-detached apartment in actually quite a nice neighborhood. And then I was having to then look at schools, obviously, and there was a Waldorf school there. I don't know if we looked at that when I was applying for grade 8, if that was later down the line, but we did look at that one at one point, but I didn't quite like it. And we did find a school in the neighborhood that I was sort of in. You have to be in a certain catchment to be able to go to certain schools. Like you have to be in their sort of district or their area to be able to be eligible to go. And luckily I was in their area. So eventually ended up going there. And that was a school of roughly 1,000 kids, maybe more, probably more. And I had come from a school of, I think the whole school was roughly 85 kids in total. And classes ranging from 5 to 10 people. And then going to a school, a state school system, which is a totally different system, you know, to classes of 30 to 40 kids and a school of 1,000. So it's quite a jump, and can be extremely overwhelming, which it was in my case. And so lots of adjustments in that year, having to make new friends. I'd left all my old school friends behind in the village that I'd grown up in, and having to make, you know, a bunch of new friends and sort of fit into the standard school learning system, and having to fit into the city as well, coming from a village of 2 to 250 people to a city of 4 million. Again, it's quite a jump, and it's quite overwhelming for this system. I think for anyone, really, being in a big city, it's pretty intense. And one has to learn to sort of have proper sort of coping strategies to deal with certain things. And I was and still am very sensitive. So, you know, the sirens and the noise and the massive buildings and so many people in big cars was extremely overwhelming. Even though at first I was sort of in holiday land, because we'd gone there a bunch of times over the years for holiday as well. So I sort of thought Canada was this dreamy holiday land, which it is in many places. It's extremely beautiful. But I wasn't really prepared for that system shock. Water break now. So I gotta keep reminding myself not to detail these things too much, because I think I can go more extensively into certain parts of my life later on in different episodes, and I definitely want to do that. But this has got to be sort of just a general breeze through of the 20 years I've been on this planet. So, school, it was quite a intense transition, but I managed to sort of fit in here and there. Didn't really make many friends, but managed to integrate myself somewhat. And I was playing saxophone and I was playing basketball, so these were sort of my doorways to entering certain social groups. You know, I was part of the band, the music group, and I played basketball, so I was part of the basketball group. So that was sort of my gateways into making some sort of friendships and having some sort of common ground there. Eventually managed to finish that off, finish the grade 8, and then I had to look at high school, and I applied to some arts schools, which you have to audition for, because I applied for the saxophone for music. And so I had to audition for two schools, and choose which one I wanted to go to, because I got accepted by both. So I went to music school in grade 9 at a pretty well-known music school in Toronto, and went there mainly, I heard a lot of good things, but mainly as well because some people from my middle school were going there, and I thought it'd be good to have some familiar faces around in a high school environment, which again is, you know, like that high school was like 1,000 kids or whatnot. And I felt it'd be better if I knew some people, so I wouldn't have to start all over again with the whole "Hi, how are you? My name is Sam. I'm from Scotland" type spiel, and I was pretty socially awkward as well, and so that idea of doing that wasn't so pleasant. So, ended up going there and really enjoying the first little part of the school year, but then finding some struggles along the way, which I don't know how much I'm going to detail about right now, actually. In a couple episodes I recorded before, I really detailed a lot about these certain things, but I'm not too sure I will in this right now. But I did have my struggles sort of adjusting to that life and the hustle and bustle of the big city, and also the sort of machine-like system of the high school, where you just, you know, expected to go in and do your work and get out and homework at, you know, at house and come back the next day all chipper and keep doing and keep grinding. And I wasn't really that type of person. I couldn't really fit into that system. I had a lot of energy in different areas, and I'd space out in class and whatnot. And so I was having my struggles in that school, and having my struggles in my own personal life as well, that I was coping with in negative ways, and which I will detail about at a later date. But then eventually I dropped out of that school and applied to a bunch of others, didn't really do much, had to retake grade 9, went to a really cool alternative school the following school year, and quite liked that one. I really enjoyed the first couple of months of the school year, but then again, eventually my habits started to fall apart, and I was sort of struggling again in certain areas of my life. And but I was still playing saxophone and playing basketball, and those were my sort of coping strategies, my positive coping strategies. At this point, I had a lot of negative coping strategies, which I'll talk about as well, but not currently. And so I was struggling with that, but I was still going, and I hadn't dropped out. And close to the end of the school year, I was told that I was going to fail, so I really had to pick things up. And if I wanted to pass, you know, I really had to put my all into it. And luckily, by the end of the school year, I managed to pass, not by a lot, but managed to pass the grade, and so I had my grade 9. And then I expressed the wish to move back to Scotland because I really missed my friends and the connection I'd had there, and the sort of upbringing piece I'd had there with that. Does that really make sense? Got distracted. I'm sitting on the floor of my room looking out the window, and there's distractions outside, so I gotta keep focused on this recording. Oh man, now I'm lost. I might be repeating what I'd just said, but so I expressed the wish to go to Scotland. To reconnect with the friends, and I have had this feeling that I just needed to go back to Scotland. So my dad had applied for a position back at the village I grew up in for a year, and so I moved there with him and attended a sort of boarding school type situation. So alternative Waldorf school, boarding school type thing. I'm not too sure how to title it, but yes. I wasn't sleeping at the school. I was sleeping at a host family. But I was attending that school with one of my childhood friends, and I thought I was pretty cool. And I was playing basketball and playing saxophone, so I was pretty happy with that for the first little while. But then eventually, again, things started to slip, as they do when you don't implement good habits and rhythms. And things within my personal life started to overwhelm me, and I wasn't able to concentrate in class, and I wasn't able to focus on the school. I started to not attend and whatnot, and then eventually, again, halfway through the year, dropped out and sort of wasn't doing much with my life at this point. I'd really love to go into so much detail with these things, but again, I know then I can just talk for hours and hours, but at some point I will talk about this. But so yes, was struggling with many things, and I might as well say that for a while I'd been struggling with certain substances and whatnot like that, and that's about as far as I'll go into this episode with that. But so I was sort of struggling with a lot of things in personal life, and sort of by the end of the school year, not that I was going to school, I went back to Toronto, back to Canada, and over the summer was just totally... There was no positive rhythms, you know, no positive habits. I was doing a lot of negative things over that summer and hanging out with a lot of negative people and really going down a dark path in life. At this point, I was struggling with a lot of mental health issues and a lot of substance issues. And really struggling to figure out what my reason for being on this earth is, what my purpose is, and why am I, you know, all these questions, the why am I here, and how did I get here, and is there more? All these things were really big, and I was really asking myself these questions a lot, and really not being able to deal with the questions that I was asking myself. And going down a pretty negative path, and really disregarding the family and friends and all that, and building a pretty hateful mind state towards myself and my environment that I was living in the world. And that continued for quite a while, getting worse and worse. And it got to the point where, so this is now 2016, and then so the 2017 came around, and I was still going down and down, spiraling downwards, going in some really negative paths, and having a lot of pretty scary experiences, and not accepting help when it was offered, and thinking that I was helpless, and that I was lost, and that I would never find my way out, or be able to come home to myself. But by sort of February 2017, there were a couple things that had started to roll into place in some certain ways. And still was going down a really bad path. But then spring of 2017, sort of April, I'd entered a... So I got distracted. There was a really cool deer that just came running down the field, and there's some horses playing in the field, so I'm getting a little bit distracted because it's really beautiful. But anyway, so yeah. Oh man, I might as well say it's also a really beautiful day today. It's really sunny, and the way the sun is hitting the trees and the leaves, it just makes me smile, man. So, so I was just still going down some really negative routes, but then eventually I sought help and accepted help that I was given, and that was also a long path, the sort of help transition and transitioning and growing and having to leave a lot of things behind and having to really look deeply into myself. That was quite a journey, very intense. And I really learned so much about myself, about my family, about people around me, and just about life. It's pretty, yeah. That experience I definitely will make an episode on, because I think it could help a lot of people for me to talk about these things. And so then I was on a pretty positive course at that point, still having to pick the pieces up that I had sort of the pieces of my life up and put them back together again. Not that they were the same pieces, but having to sort of find different pieces and create some sort of image of what I wanted to do and whatnot. And then about half a year into this sort of change process, I moved out of home and decided, okay, I need to, you know, continue this path that I'm on of learning about myself, about the world, and of continuing. At this point, I was on a very spiritual path of continuing that path as well. I wanted to continue that and of also then being able to help others, because of up to this point, what I'd experienced, I had this drive to open myself to others as well, to help them and to allow them to relate to me and to sort of see that it is possible to come from some pretty dark depths and see life in a positive way and understand that there is so much more to it than... So I applied that for a bunch of places around the world, sort of communities similar to the one I'd grown up in. And got accepted to a couple, had some interesting conversations with a couple of these communities, but then I sort of had this pull again to come back to Scotland, and I decided to come back to Scotland, and I then applied to a Camphill community that was a few hours away from the one I'd grown up in. So, again, coming back full circle, right? It's just interesting to see that sort of back and forth in between Canada and here. But so I flew there in about the winter, or was it this November, roughly. I moved to Scotland. I was about, 18? And yeah, was living in this community, and really still in the beginning phases of figuring out a lot of things, and just still going through a lot of struggles, and still trying to figure out good routines and good habits, but having more positive mind states and more positive moments and experiences than prior. And that as well, I applied to that community for a year, and that year there was a pretty crazy experience as well, full of ups and downs and beautiful moments and struggles and whatnot, but full of growth and full of realizations and many awakenings of many things. And it was the start of a very, very cool journey that I'm currently on. And, or it wasn't, well, not really the start, because it started that, when I was, just when I turned 18, but it was really, I was really furthering that journey at this point in that year there. And went through a lot of struggles there too, which I'll detail at some point, but also lots of growth experiences and learning a lot of values, and learning responsibility, not only for myself, because I'm living now by myself, but also for the adults that I was there supporting, because it's also a community of adults with learning disabilities. And so learning that responsibility factor, and then eventually of being there, I'd sort of gained this role of more responsibility, where I was almost running the house that I was in volunteering, when the sort of house coordinators weren't there, I would run this place in a sense. And so that really catapulted me into having to put into place a lot of positive rhythms and a lot of things within myself in order to help other people consistently and positively. And that experience was quite beautiful, but also very tough. And then after sort of my year there, I wanted to, in a way, come back home. come back to the place that I'd grown up in, and come here with something positive in a way this time, something that I could contribute. Because before I'd had a lot of negative experiences growing up and whatnot, and hadn't really understood the place that I was really growing up in. Now that I was also a lot older and had a lot of experiences, I really understood what it is that Camphill's trying to do. I wanted to contribute in a positive way and be a movement in that, or be part of the movement. And so I applied to that village where I currently am, and obviously I'm here now. But that was quite an intense decision as well to make, to come back to a place I've grown up, but in a role that's totally different. And it was quite an adjustment as well. I've been here now four months, and it's been absolutely beautiful in so many ways, and also full of so many unknowns, fears, and adjustments, and opportunities for growth. And it took me a while to adjust to being here again. But currently now I find myself really learning a lot about the people that are here, which I did grow up with, but now I'm living with them in a different aspect, a different way. And I'm now having the opportunity to really capitalize on that and yeah, create something beautiful as well. And so I'm really relishing this opportunity I have here, and it really enjoying the process of learning. And whether that is an up or a down, no matter what day it is or how I'm feeling, I'm really enjoying the process. And that, I think, has been key for me for the past couple of years, is to find joy here and there in the process, no matter if it's a struggle or not, but to find some sort of thing that I can flip into a positive. And in a way, that's what I want to bring to you guys, is to show that through many different aspects and through many different topics, but to show that one can really live peacefully in the process of life. So I hope that's enough for now of my background in a way. I've left so much out now compared to the past episodes, but now I think I can I can save those for individual episodes now. Rather than cramming it all into one, I can sort of break it down a little bit and really think about how I want to structure it. I think she's really good. So I think I'm going to go ahead and post this one. I'm feeling good about this one. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And stick around for the next one, because I'm going to go... I haven't totally figured out what the next one's going to be, but it should be, it'll be pretty interesting. So I'll finish this off with a poem that my mom sent me. My mom is absolutely wonderful and sends me some poems. This one's really beautiful. It sort of sums up some things about what I've been going through. And I hope it gives you a little spark of something, and gives you a little something to think about after this episode as well. So I will sign off now. I say thank you very much for listening. And, you know, please hit that follow or the subscribe or whatever these people that do podcasts say, or get you to, you know, get hooked on their podcast. That's what I'm saying. but yeah, if you find it interesting, stay tuned, because there's going to be a bunch of cool stuff coming. I have some great visions with this. And yeah, I don't know how often, maybe once every week or once every 2 weeks, we'll see. So, thanks, guys. This is a poem by Rupi Kaur. I don't have butchered that name probably, but here we go. It has been one of the greatest and most difficult years of my life. I learned everything is temporary. Moments, feelings, people, flowers. I learned love is about giving everything and letting it hurt. I learned vulnerability is always the right choice, because it is easy to be cold in a world that makes it so difficult to remain soft. I learned all things come in twos, life and death, pain and joy, salt and sugar, me and you. It is the balance of the universe. It has been the year of hurting so bad but living so good, making friends out of strangers and making strangers out of friends. Learning mint chocolate chip ice cream will fix just about everything. And for the pains it can't, there will always be mother's arms. We must learn to focus on warm energy, always. Soak our limbs in it and become better lovers to the world. For if we can't learn to be kinder to each other, how will we ever learn to be kinder to the most desperate parts of ourselves? I wish you peace.